11:58. You are listening to South African Muslim on Radio Islam International. And joining us now on the line, we have Surya Dadu from the Media Review Network, still on this issue of virgin active treatment of Mohammed Desai. Surya, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana, and to all your listeners.
I'm not sure if you heard that interview just a few minutes ago with the spokesperson for Virgin Active.
I did catch the last few minutes, and I thought it was quite interesting, some of the points that she was making. Certainly don't agree with the vast majority of them.
Tell us which points you don't agree with and why.
Well, in terms of the statement from Virgin Active, I think it's really one of contradictions, because you know, they claim that, firstly, that gyms are neutral spaces, and they certainly aren't, because the Constitution applies in those spaces. They might be privately owned, but at the end of the day, it's the Constitution that should have and then must have the ultimate say within those spaces. And I think it's also important that what they say is that they don't want to have confrontation, they don't want people making political statements, but then you're clearly pandering to the political sensitivities of the users within a particular branch. And I think that what Virgin Active perhaps needs to consider is that this is obviously a precedent-setting case. And whatever rules or whatever regulations apply here have to apply to all branches throughout the country. So whether it's in Lanesia in Johannesburg, or you know, Rylands in Cape Town, or Mshlanga in Durban, or Houghton in Johannesburg, which obviously serves specific populations, and that it needs to be equally enforced. The other issue is one that I find quite laughable almost, because there's been a call for tolerance. And what people don't seem to understand, and it's something that Brother Mohammed Desai has made on various platforms, statement that he's made, is that he's seen IDF T-shirts being worn at this gym, and he didn't once complain about it, even though he found those T-shirts offensive. And I'm sure that many of your own listeners would also find those T-shirts offensive, yet what Mohammed Desai did was really to respect the constitutional right of those individuals to wear those T-shirts. So I think it's interesting that Virgin Active clearly does not want to offend certain customers. And perhaps this needs to be viewed within a larger context of bullying and intimidation among certain sectors of our population, who want to put forward a pro-Israel agenda and who do it by stifling debate about Israel's policies on various South African platforms.
Now, this explanation given by the spokesperson and by the MD, they say it was never about barring him from wearing the T-shirt. It was about trying to defuse a particular situation which was fast-turning volatile, that they've learned lessons from it. Perhaps they could have dealt with it differently. They regret what happened. They were just trying to tell and reason with Mohammed that, you know, don't wear it right now. People are getting angry. We don't want an altercation. We don't want people to get physical. Give us some time to think over how best to handle it. And Mohammed was being insistent that I will force myself into this gym with this T-shirt if I have to, and that's why they had to call police and then take the whole matter outside. What do you think of this kind of an explanation that they've put out in the public domain?
Well, you know, one of the things is that, for me, what came out of the statement was that Virgin Active seems to blame Mohammed Desai for their decision to call the police. But they actually created the situation because they were entertaining the complaints of certain individuals. And it's individuals who threatened, and of course I'm quoting somebody who went on a radio talk show yesterday, who threatened him and gave him the option, you either remove the offense, so-called offensive T-shirt, or you are going to have a bloodbath. Now, it was clearly users of this gym that were threatening another user with violence. I assume bloodbath means that it would involve violence. So these are some of the issues that Virgin Active has completely ignored in its statement. And I think that's very worrying when a corporate refuses to take responsibility and refuses to acknowledge that, yes, we have overlooked the behavior of certain users and highlighting the behavior of others, which I think is very, very wrong. The other issue that I think comes up really well here is that, firstly, the debate has gone way beyond whether or not it's a pro-Palestine T-shirt and pro-Israel T-shirt and that kind of thing, and we're cutting to the heart of freedom of expression in terms of the Constitution. And it's also really good that people from a very wide variety of people from wide sectors of society are coming out very strongly in support of Mohammed Desai and his right to wear a T-shirt that says Israeli apartheid. If people are offended with that, then surely that should be an issue that needs to be interrogated more. The concept of Israeli apartheid needs to be discussed more. And that's actually what most people don't want to do. They want to close down this debate and this discussion.
Do you think Virgin Active have learned a hard lesson here and that they'll be very careful the next time around?
To me right now, and judging by the response of the previous speaker and the very weak statements that are coming out, right now it doesn't seem that they have. Because I think, as you had rightly said, perhaps the business sense decision would have been to apologize to Mr. Desai and to close the chapter and carry on. And I think by refusing to apologize to him, it's simply dragging the issue out a lot more. And in an era of smartphones and social media, I think brands need to be very aware of how they come across, because everybody has a voice right now, and people are certainly using that voice, whether it's on social media or on radio talk shows or on blogs. So Virgin Active really are not doing themselves any favors by prolonging this.
We've got about a minute left for Saria. Quick comment. I see that Azad Issa has used the opportunity to write an opinion piece. I'm not sure if you came across this particular opinion piece. And it reads, like Active Virgins, BDS South Africa's activism is an oxymoron. He disagrees with what Virgin Active has done, but he feels BDS South Africa has lost the plot. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's interesting that Azad Issa wants to sort of conflate all Palestinian solidarity activism and the entire Palestinian solidarity movement in this country, which is made up of a very, very wide range of organizations. He wants to reduce it to just the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement of South Africa, which incidentally is the South African branch of a global movement. And I think the timing of that piece is rather poor.
Okay, so Jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum.